This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The cattle industry is monitoring the human screwworm case that was recently reported on the East Coast. We'll have more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association right after this.
I'm Scott Shullady, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
A human case of New World screwworm was reported by the Centers for Disease Control after being discovered earlier this month. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said the cattle industry will monitor this situation, but this isn't a risk to the U.S. livestock industry.
You know, from what we understand, it was an individual who had made a trip to one of the countries in Central America that has New World screwworm, which is all of the countries in Central America right now, came back, had some pain, went to seek treatment, and discovered that they were infested with New World screwworm larvae. I think the key is that the CDC protocols work. They identified it. CDC is not a PR agency. I can't speak as to why they make the decisions of what they announce or don't announce, but we do know that the protocol worked and that individual was treated and the larvae were destroyed. And while, yes, it's surprising to see that particular story, you know, it's not shocking.
This is not a completely isolated occurrence. Woodall said there have been cases in the last couple of years in the U.S.
There was a human case in the United States last year in 2024. There was one in 2023. We also know of one that happened in 2014, and all of them were very similar. These were individuals who traveled to a country that had New World screwworms, brought the larva back with them, and then when the pain got unbearable, went to seek treatment, and the CDC was engaged. It was identified, and those larvae were destroyed. So we as NCBA were not shocked to see that there is a human case.
Woodall said the protocols for protecting humans and livestock from NWS worked as intended. For more information, visit ncba.org. Find this story and more at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.